Music, interviews, fun, contests, more fun.
It's the stories that you tell. So much fun and imagination.
The Get Up and Go Show with Todd and Steve.
I'm your number one fan.
Life 100.3.
What happens when we pray big things? In the case of Julia Jeffress Sadler and her husband Ryan, it means triplets. You may have seen them on the TLC show Rattled, based on first-time parents. She's written a book. It's called Pray Big Things, The Surprising Life God Has For You When You're Bold Enough to Ask. Julia Jeffress Sadler is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Julia, tell us a little bit about your journey and how you got involved in the show Rattled.
So after we experienced 3 miscarriages in less than a year and just prayed super specifically and boldly, and God chose to bless us with triplets after enduring all that trial and tribulation. And so we had no idea how many people struggled with infertility, Christians, non-Christians, and just how hard that was on people's marriages and families. And so it's actually 6.1 million American women. Sorry, I'm not sure the Canada, Canadian number, but that struggle with infertility. And so once we had just that incredible story and God bringing us through that, we actually prayed for the opportunity to share that story on TV, because our idea was that's the easiest way and most effective way for most people to hear the story and be encouraged. And so we prayed just for a show, and we didn't have any reason to think that would happen other than we just wanted to share what God had done. And so while we were praying for that, TLC actually reached out to us on the first season of their show Rattles. And so that's how that happened.
Well, while you were praying for big things, did you ever think you'd be blessed with multiple babies, with triplets?
Well, we prayed for that, actually. And after losing 3 in a year, that was a desire of ours. And I know that sounds silly, but this had all started actually 3 years ago. And my husband Ryan and I just decided we wanted more out of our relationship with God. And we started talking about, what if we really took time to persistently and consistently ask for the things we want, and not over spiritualizing it, just going off of James 4:2, you have not because you ask not. And so we made a list of 20 things we were going to pray until they happened, until God specifically said no. And on that list, before the miscarriages, before the TV show, before any of that, we had put multiples, 3 children, our student ministry to catch a vision for evangelism, just super specific things. And so I think people think that we were supposed to say we were surprised when we found out we were pregnant with triplets, but we really weren't. I remember when we found out, we were just like, yes, like, God is our God. He loves to do the impossible, and he loves proving that he can do anything. And so we were super excited, but we weren't in shock, because it just made sense, everything we had been through, and that God wanted to show up that way.
Well, you and your husband, Ryan, continue to ask God for big things. So what's the latest thing that you're praying about?
Yes. So the number one thing we pray every day is for our children to accept Christ as their Savior at a young age. That's the biggest prayer, and that's what all of our energy, the number one thing. But I think something that happened recently, I just prayed that God would surprise me with something for this book. And that may seem silly, but I wanted to make sure. And it's not that I doubted that it was on track, because it was backed up by scripture, and the book isn't my ideas. It's not like, oh, wouldn't this be neat if? I mean, I very much, it's a very scriptural book. But I just asked God, I didn't tell anybody, but I just said, can you just like do something really crazy through this book? And that happened last week. I actually got to go to Hollywood and be on Access Daily and the Hallmark Channel, which, of course, are secular in nature, and got to talk about Jesus and talk about our book. And so that was one of the big things lately that was answered.
And you're on the radio in Canada.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, and that was another thing. I had really hoped to be able to do talk about it in different countries, which was super cool.
The book is called Pray Big Things. Julia Jeffress Sadler has been with us this morning. Thanks so much, Julia.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's the closest thing to sitting in on the Life 100.3 staff meetings. The Life e-newsletter. Every month, we'll update you on the latest contests, events, music, DJ blogs, and devotionals, and whatever else we've got up our sleeves. Subscribe at lifeonline.fm and bring Life 100.3 right into your inbox.